You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Topping the news today is the dangerous, bitter cold. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, has more.
Dangerous wind chills will continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat, and if you believe that you do have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, and never rub the area as that can damage the tissue even further.
Today is voting day. The primary for State Superintendent for Public Instruction will be on all Wisconsin ballots today. Some local races also feature primary elections. For example, Winnebago County Executive is seeing a race between incumbent John DeMel, Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz, and former Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz. In Appleton, Common Council District 11 sees Stuart Bem, Adrian Stansel-Martin, and Leslie Vogel vying to fill the seat that was left vacant by District 18 Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim. The top two vote-getters in each of those races will advance to the April 1st ballot. There are also primaries on the ballot for Green Bay Area Public School Board, where the top six vote-getters will advance, and Wrightstown School Board, where the top four vote-getters will advance to the April 1st ballot. Polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. You can register to vote at the polls, and you will need a valid ID to vote. Here's some good news because of the weekend snow. Almost all of the area's snowmobile trails are open. All Brown County, Outagamie County, and Winnebago County trails are open to snowmobiling. Enthusiasts are reminded to be aware of changing conditions as the weather warms up later in the week and to stay on the trails. If you leave a marked trail, you are trespassing. Meanwhile, Oconto County Sheriff's officials say a snowmobiler died after crashing into a trail sign near the town of Mountain Friday. The driver, a 55-year-old Mequon man, was thrown from the machine and died on the scene. Over the next 2 weeks, Brown County and the Port of Green Bay will be meeting with eight groups who responded to the request for information and expressed interest in operating or developing the former Pulliam plant site. Dean Hain, director of the Port of Green Bay, said the discussions will center around job creation, economic development, and moving cargo. C. Rice is one of those interested parties with a plan to move the coal piles from downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site. Tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot takes a deeper look.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the Port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet, singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and cold again with a high near 8 above. Wind chills between 15 below and 25 below. A low down to negative 6 tonight with wind chill values as cold as 20 below. A little warmer on Wednesday with a high of 16. Current temperature, 7 below.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.